something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen had a shut up. Music.
There's buttons for that. Yeah. It's not voice control.
It takes it down too slow sometimes. It pisses me off.
Aren't there little volume controls over there? I remember one time in radio when I used to run the control board, you could turn the volume down
by turning a knob
or a slider.
It used to fade quicker, and it does with the new system, and pisses me off once in a while. That's in the weeds. Right. Our buddy Nick Allen is on a personal day today, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Just keep yelling at it. I'm sure it'll change.
Every day I
shut up.
Read the email, and sometimes we don't say something that will drive listeners away, and I always like to do that. I always like to hear what the final straw is.
Did you get one today?
From John.
All right.
You dip Arby's curly fries in the cheese sauce? Who said that?
No, I said I dip it in the Arby's sauce.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's different. Then hopefully we can get it back.
Horsey sauce. Arby's sauce is red.
No, the Arby's sauce, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would dip it in the cheese, sure.
Yeah.
Sandra, a self-proclaimed white middle-aged Christian fat chick, likes Justin Bieber, so she might be leaving unless we let her keep listening. And I wrote her back. I granted her.
We hate a lot of music. If you listen to the show, we hate a lot of music.
But I gave her permission to keep listening.
But you're allowed to like what you like. We just say it sucks. Oh, you listen to the show. We hate a lot of music. That's the right you have when you enjoy music your whole life. I just don't like that. Life is short. Listen to what you want to, unless you're stuck in the car with your kids and hit a tree.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, you can have all the opinions that are different than mine as long as you listen.
All right.
And you tolerate my opinions.
No. You're, sometimes people's taste in music does suck and they're wrong. I will tell people that.
Oh, see, I'm not that hard and fast.
Yeah, I am. Please listen.
I'm a little more flexible.
Please listen. I'm just so tired of talking about that guy.
Yeah. Well, then you got to blame Craig.
I did. I don't want to blame Craig. He'll get mad at me then.
Bringing him up in the first place.
I know.
Who did we bring up?
Nobody. Who else had Hosni Mubarak? You done with that list yet?
No, we're not done with Hosni.
All right.
We'll find him here shortly.
No, there were like 60 names. We maybe done a dozen.
Yeah. Let's see, where did I leave off? Heavy Rotation, Helmet Up Brigade, I'm a Colin Cowboy. I'm Hot for Homeschool Teacher gets a hit.
Hey, David Lee Ross in Town Tonight in Lincoln with Kiss.
Kellyanne Conway's O-Face gets a hit, as does Lemmy Winks. Do you remember Lemmy Winks?
Why do we say that?
He was a South Park character. Was he not a gerbil?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, it's the... Yes, the exploring gerbil.
Yeah.
Long Rod Von Hugendong gets a hit.
One of my favorite names.
As does Lou Holtz, House of Nuru.
Lou House, that's so stupid.
Yeah. Lou House, Holtz of Nuru gets a hit.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Mike Pence's Lemon Party gets a hit.
That makes sense.
As does Motorboating the Diamond Bra.
Yep.
My Sick Kids Gave Me This. Old Mud Butt Chug gets a hit. As does Pink Sock Playdate and Pop. Ooh, better not read that one. I'll read the first three words. Pop Pop's Pimpled.
Okay.
Oh, is it alliterated?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Rectal Blowout gets a hit.
I love that. We won't read that one, but we'll say Rectal Blowout.
And I'll say this one as well. Ricketts Big Black Butt Plug gets a hit. Ricketts Wet Dream Juice gets a hit.
Oh.
And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Pete Rose gets a hit.
Yes. I think Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame before us, but we're going to beat him there.
Well, let's who's the commissioner? Manfred?
No, he's not going to let him in. He's been a dick about it, too.
Well, she's kind of...
He's going to make somebody happy now. Unless he takes away the Astros trophy, he better put Pete Rose in.
He might gain a few popularity points if he puts Pete Rose
I'm with you on that.
That might be some good damage control for him.
I guess I may as well finish up this list. Ryan Reynolds gets a hit. Shep's Reach Around gets a hit.
Mm-hmm.
As does The Goose is on the table.
Now that Goose is on the table. Now that Goose is on the table.
That's what those kids sing to that teacher with the vodka.
Speaking of Shep.
Todd's about to masturbate.
Is that a name?
Did that stick to the tape?
Are you just calling play by play?
No. Did those two things?
It sounds like play by play, right?
Yeah. Did those two things?
Shep's got a.
They may have.
Shep has to sit out a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
But CNN's going to hire him, I believe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got a year.
Then he can go
at least 6 months.
I figured. Then he can actually speak his conscience.
Right. He would land somewhere.
Right.
But I'm sure he had a big non-compete.
Yeah, he did.
Todd's Kevlar Kenmore gets a hit. And Wichita Nick, two holes, no waiting.
Yeah, all
right. Three holes, no waiting.
That Colleen always gets you beat on that one.
And you don't want to be friends with Nick. Oh, no, you don't want to be one of Nick's friends.
Two holes, no waiting?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's obviously a friend of Nick's.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who's lobbing an insult. They make this personal.
They do. Wichita does it a lot.
They do.
There's a bunch of dudes who make it personal with their buds. And we like that.
Yeah, somebody figured it out 1 year and kind of caught on.
Right.
And it amuses us.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but it doesn't amuse Nick.
To no end.
Doesn't it?
Unless, you know, Nick's buddy is mentioned in there. I'm sure there's a little tete-a-tete going on
there. There's another name in there, I think, the same group.
Somebody's a rectal ranger,
I believe.
Channing.
Channing is a rectal ranger.
Yeah, of course.
But Channing has emailed us and said that he's not a rectal ranger and that his buddy, whoever, is just a jerk.
Right.
And it's his buddy that is actually the rectal ranger.
Right.
But Channing sounds like he's protesting a little too much.
Yeah.
No, I believe Channing. I believe he's probably not a rectal ranger. I believe this is just good, clean fun between buddies.
I don't know. I think he's protesting too much, too. Channing might be a rectal ranger.
Just good rectal fun between buddies.
Yeah. And if he's a rectal ranger, we don't care.
I don't care.
We don't.
Yeah.
And we're amused.
That's fine.
Did.
But it is a creative way to talk crap to your buddies.
Right.
By making Craig do it.
Craig does it. Over the airways.
Think about how dedicated you have to be to this. Not only do you have to name the list that, you have to do all the research.
And get the hits.
Put the people, and then get the hits.
Right. Yeah. So Craig reads the name.
It's not that easy.
No. Like I say, I admire these guys' commitment to talking crap to their buddies.
Cardi B is speaking up on behalf of Dwayne Wade's child, who has come out as a transgender girl.
Basically just saying, tell everybody to shut up.
Yeah, right. She went on Instagram to defend Wade and his 12-year-old daughter, Zaya. They've become a target on the social media.
Of course they have.
So she put out a 2-minute video. She addresses those who say that she is too young to understand gender and sexuality, asking, how old is too young? She goes on to ask people to stop criticizing people and educate themselves on the matter. And it goes a little bit of something like this. Something like this.
If you are born thinking that you are a girl in a boy's body, how old do you have to be to keep knowing that that's who you are? That's who you are. That's your identity.
You know, she's right.
A little bit more.
But her voice is just so annoying. Yeah.
And they said, I always felt like I was a girl. I always felt like I was a girl, like I was born like this. People are born like that. Like the Lady Gaga song, I was born this way.
There you go. So she came out. Yeah, 2 minutes of that.
Just paraphrase it from now on.
Bet she's not sitting behind me at a Pirate
Philly
game.
Right.
No,
I gotta hear it.
Please don't.
I can play the longer version.
No. When Cardi B speaks, just paraphrase it for me.
I had to play it.
Sum it up.
Yeah. That's smart. She was actually really smart about that.
One thing I don't understand.
Her cadence is pretty
brutal. I don't want to understand the mindset of those people, but I just don't get people hating on transgender people.
Because they're scumbags.
People hate on people that are different. That for some reason they
don't understand.
Understand
why people hate
since I don't
different
understand,
races.
Since I don't understand, you must be wrong.
Right.
Because it's not a fault with me not understanding. I got a handle on this. You are wrong.
Where's the straight gender people? That's a guy there, Todd.
Yeah, but even in my case, I can't say I completely understand, but I'll accept the fact that's what they think. That's how they feel.
And that's the thing.
Nobody's
asking. That's what you got to do.
Right.
Yeah. No one's just like you acknowledge. Yeah. No one's asking you to understand.
You like chicks, other dudes like guys, you know?
And we're grateful for them.
Right.
I mean,
widens the field for the rest of us.
I know transgender people.
Yeah.
I have Facebook friends who are transgender people.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah.
And they
that's
seem like
you're not a narrow-minded idiot, Todd.
They seem like people.
Sometimes an idiot, but we're all
just stop concerning.
You're not narrow-minded.
Stop concerning yourself with things that don't affect you.
You're not. Thank you. Just move on.
Oh, but something
makes you vote against them.
This news about Dwayne Wade's daughter, it just ruined some guy's day.
And screw him then. You know, that's his life.
Oh,
he's
man.
A miserable yeah. some bitch.
Obviously.
And a woman, too, by the way. A lot of really homophobic and transgender-phobic women out there, too. Check out Facebook. They're usually a little more kinder than men.
Well, and a lot of it seems to come back to Jesus.
Yes, it does.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh!
Yeah. Craig's right on that one.
I gotta pay more attention.
Craig's right on that one. Way to jump in there, Craig.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Jesus' fault that, you know, a lot of idiots follow him.
Right. That's a good point, too. That's a really good point.
I really can't blame Jesus.
Yeah, Craig does once in a while, but, you know.
Just like there are some people who listen to the show on a regular basis that, you know, I don't necessarily want them representing.
No.
But they do.
The producers of The Bachelor are looking for a new group of contestants for a new dating show. Apparently, the producers are looking for, quote, active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years.
I was wondering if they're going to do an older one.
Yeah. For a new, exciting dating show.
What's the age?
Or a gangbang
65
one.
And older.
Oh, 65. Get a little. Is it called?
Does anybody want to watch that?
Bachelor of Slop.
Well, maybe that'll be running on one of their side channels.
Yeah.
Be sure and look on our app and find this show.
I think they'll watch it. I think what's going to happen is all these guys are going to get, they're going to bang every one of them. Because that age, these women ain't going to wait around. I was watching, my wife and daughter watched The Bachelor Now, and I was trying to get ready for bed, and it was on. And he's talking to it's like down to three girls. And this they're all brunettes. They're all just gorgeous. And the one brunette says she loves him. It's so lame. But she says she doesn't want him being intimate with the other two. And basically said, that's not how the game's played.
Too late.
Yeah, it's too late, basically. Because I'm thinking, I'm going to hang on. And I saw, so he's sucking face with all three of these girls and probably doing more. I don't watch his show. I'm sure some woman or anybody who's watching this right now can tell us. And I'm thinking, I'm going to try to keep that going for a few more months. can we extend the game so I can keep banging three instead of having to pick one?
Well, I think the quickest way to get kicked off there is to throw down ultimatums like that.
Right.
That doesn't work.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because, you know, because I really love her, but, you know, but I'm dating three girls right now.
Yeah.
But that's what he
Run
says to Carrie. I'm dating three girls right now.
You know why? Because I'm on The Bachelor.
Right. I'm allowed to get stanky with all of them. I think that was his line, by the way.
And America will accept that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking the over 65 group, they ain't saving themselves for anybody.
Yeah, but
so there's going to be some cutting grandma's panties off on this show.
Well, maybe they saved themselves for this.
I can't see people who watch The Bachelor watching 65-year-olds.
You're right. You're right. It'll be on a side channel, probably.
I'm sure they'll put some pretty 65-year-old
people. Oh, yeah. They will put good-looking 65-year-old
people. Yeah, they'll be movie star-looking people, you know, just like the regular Bachelor with younger people.
Right.
At thesleepjudge.com, they surveyed
hardwood floors, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know it falls out. Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
I
appreciate that.
Once that's in my head, I have to tell you guys again.
You know, I keep forgetting.
I know.
At 65?
Don't encourage him.
We'll take that call.
Yeah. Is there an age where it just falls out? You wake up one morning after you turn 70 and it's gone?
Don't know.
And it was good up until then?
That was a nurse called us years ago and told us that. I worked in a nursing home, but I wasn't looking at old lady pubes.
Whatever, dude. What?
was not.
Ain't nobody buying that.
Was not. I was 17, nobody wanted to see old lady pubes at 17.
There wasn't an inadvertent flash on occasion?
Yeah, there was, and you just were horrified because you're 17.
Yeah,
I don't think you were any more mature at 17 than you are now.
Probably not.
But
I was also more horrified by the shot of a 90-year-old vagina.
Because they didn't look like the ones he saw in high society.
Yeah, that's right, Todd.
You could have been a boy toy.
At thesleepjudge.com, they surveyed almost 1,000 employed people with fantasy football and fantasy basketball teams. They found that 48% of football fans, 54% of basketball fans
suck at their job.
Almost half, or approximately half, of these people with fantasy teams were more excited about their fantasy team winning than they were about their real-life favorite team succeeding.
That's the reason, that's the reason I don't like that sport. It's not going away. People gamble. It's making a ton of money. A lot of people love fantasy football. But I just
that's the reason I don't participate.
Yeah, me too.
Because I would rather root for my team.
Right. And you can do both. Yeah. I do both every year.
You do, but these guys apparently don't. They're more excited about fantasy. And I've seen guys do that. Now, you're a huge Packer fan. You'd rather the Packers win. I know you would.
Yeah, no. For me, fantasy is just another way to supplement something to
but
watch
I've
on
seen
Sunday,
guys like
you know?
This, yeah.
But you know what I like about just watching it? Right? Like the Vikings have a general manager and, you know, guys that draft people.
Right. Yeah.
They do all that work for me. And I don't have to. I don't have to spend time pouring over stats.
We know that game's going to – it's always going to continue. A lot of people play this game, obviously, millions. But
I don't have
but
to
don't make it take over your real team. Then you're not a real fan.
I don't have to draft the quarterback with the biggest hands.
Yeah, but you also don't get any winnings when they win.
No, it's great because then there's a lot less to worry about.
Yeah.
39% of managers, 27% of those in non-management positions say they've left work early to attend a fantasy draft.
I thought you were going to mention how much time they actually spend doing their research while they're supposed to be doing their job.
Respondents admitted to spending upwards of half an hour on an average workday playing, researching, or discussing fantasy sports.
Of course they do.
Yeah, we have a job. Puss is actually busy all morning long. He doesn't do that. But I understand. If you're an office worker, you're going to be spending your time doing that crap.
That's why I don't take any crap from any office worker. Oh, you guys are going to work 5 hours a day. But what do you do? Probably half that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You're in the office for 8 hours. How much of that are you actually working?
17% of men, 27% of women preferred tracking the performances of their fantasy football or basketball teams over having sex.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Well, that's, 17 and 27%. So most people not, but still, that's a sizable number that do. More than 7 in 10 partners who shared a love of fantasy sports saw an improvement in their relationship during the season. So if you are in a relationship with someone who is also in fantasy sports, they say that works out for 70% of them. And of those whose partners who did not play fantasy sports with them, 73% said their relationship worsened during the fantasy season.
Now, if you ask me which running back should I start this with, I might tell you, but it's probably not good advice because I really haven't looked it over.
And respondents who faced a punishment for placing last in their league admitted to dedicating a larger chunk of company time to fantasy success.
Oh, yeah, those guys get tattoos and all kinds of crap, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You'll do anything?
No.
Anything degrading at all to each other?
Your punishment is you lost your $20.
$20. Okay.
Jeremiah says fantasy football is a jock form of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, of course it is, but it's people play
except
it.
Except way cooler.
People play it.
No, you're still geeky.
Yeah.
Some college students in New York wanted some Chick-fil-A.
Without the gay, right?
I don't know. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Their cross-country team got the craving for Chick-fil-A over the weekend, but the closest one is 90 minutes away.
And don't tell me these guys jogged the whole way there.
They did not want to go 90 minutes away. That's driving.
Okay.
90 minutes away. So they went to a location that was actually closer to them. That was an airport. Here's the trouble. The Chick-fil-A at the airport's beyond security.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah.
So they split the cost of a $98 plane ticket, and the team's captain went through security. He bought nearly $230 worth of food for 18 people and then left the airport.
You know what I love about that story? That's what you do in college because you got time.
Yeah.
You got time.
And there were so many of them, it cost them $5 a piece to buy this ticket.
I love that.
So you pay your $5,
you
get the guy through, and then, you still have to pay for your order, but nevertheless.
And he's right. You walk back out of the security.
Yeah, just walk right back out. Yeah.
Here's 1,000 bags.
Yes. Here's your food.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's basically a cover charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That's a great story, man. Yeah.
Except for the Chick-fil-A bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're homophobic as hell.
Got it.
Do they, wasn't a Sunday, right?
Obviously not.
That'd be
obviously
funny.
Not.
They got the ticket, go down there. Son of a bitch. Nick will be back tomorrow.
Brian Callen later this week.
Cleet tomorrow.
Cleet Blakeman, referee. NFL referee.
And lawyer, Cleet Blakeman.
I don't think he's allowed to play fantasy. I know he's not.
No.
I know he's not. And also download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
Facebook, the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page.
Live the whole week.
Email TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.